It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
Well, you'll have to go to the mountains if you want to build a snowman. But we are finally getting some real snow up there, part of what seems like a big shift back to more normal weather in Washington. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to tell us all about that shift and the snow in just a bit. First, though, let's hear about the forecast in the days ahead. Cliff?
Well, Bellamy, a weak system is coming through this afternoon and this evening, and that will bring light precipitation here in the lowlands, rain, but there will be more snow in the mountains. During the last few days, they've had about a foot, and I expect another 3 to 6 inches falling down above probably 3,500 feet. So a little bit more snow this evening in the mountains, but then we get into the weekend, and a ridge of high pressure will build over us, and temperatures will be cool. Probably in the mid-40s, maybe 46, 47 here in the lowlands, so not very warm. But it should be mainly dry and partly cloudy skies. So not a bad weekend, but a little cool. And in fact, this ridge and the dry conditions will hold out through Monday and Tuesday. And then as we get into Wednesday, Thursday, the configuration of the atmosphere changes, and rain's going to come back here in the lowlands and snow in the mountains.
Yeah, and the snow we've already had this week led to the closure, finally, the long-awaited closure of the North Cascades Highway. This is kind of a marker. Does it mean that winter has truly begun here?
Well, I don't know what that means, but you know, we are starting to get snow. And we had about a foot above 3,500, 4,000 feet. So even the passes got some snow. Snoqualmie Pass, Stevens Pass got snow. So finally, after this drought condition we had in November, we're starting to get some systems. One thing I should mention is that most of the weather is going south of us. The whole configuration of the atmosphere has changed. We had this ridge that was holding over us and over the eastern Pacific, and that was keeping everybody dry. But now we have this fairly deep trough that's developed south of the Aleutians. And that is driving the jet stream all the way south going into California. And we're on the cold side of the jet stream now. And the cold side is also relatively dry. So we're getting a little bit of light precipitation, you know, rain in the lowlands and snow in the mountains, but nothing really heavy. The heavy stuff is all going down to California, where Northern California is getting heavy rain. Sierra Nevada is getting feet of snow. So California is doing very, very well here.
Yeah, I'm sure they need that water. Are we back to kind of a more normal scenario, though, for this winter, you think?
Well, I'm very optimistic about this winter in terms of rain and snow. November was very unusual. I mean, it was one of the driest Novembers we've had in a long time, in 43 years. But I can see the atmosphere is much more mobile now. We're going to have this ridge over us for a few days. But looking out to the models out to, you know, 1 week and a week and a half, we still have a little bit of skill. It looks like it'll switch on Wednesday to a situation where we get considerably more moisture. So we will get showers, and it should be cold enough that there will be snow in the mountains. So for all the skiers out there, the problem is they started with almost no base. We had some snow the last few days, but it's just short of allowing Snoqualmie, or particularly Stevens, to open. Baker is in the same situation. Now, today is going to help, but it may not be enough to do it. So I think there's going to be a break. And then, as we get into Wednesday to Saturday of next week, I think they'll finally get enough snow to allow some of these ski areas to open. So it's marginal for later this weekend, but I'm almost certain that by next weekend, there'll be enough snow.
You blogged that this would be a Christmas or Hanukkah present for skiers, right?
That's right. And, you know, one thing I really have to stress, some people are all worried about the winter season, but snow in the mountains here is very unreliable before the middle of December. I mean, we have some years we get a lot of snow, some years we get almost no snow. So you can't judge the season by what happens through the middle of December. So by the time we get to Christmas to New Year's, that's when it should be starting. But I suspect there will be enough snow to get the ski areas going. The snowpack in the mountains this week were only like 25% of normal. It's up to about a third of normal. And so I suspect by the end of the month we'll be 60, 70% of normal, maybe a little bit more. But we'll have to watch that.
And you told me that some ski areas are actually able to make snow when there's cold air, artificial snow?
That's right. So that's one thing that's helping now that they didn't have 20 years ago. Sometimes we have cold periods, but we don't have precipitation. In fact, we've seen that the last few weeks. And so some ski areas like Crystal and Mission Ridge actually have snowmaking equipment. So if the temperatures get cold, they have a source of water and they have these nozzles that spray the water out. It freezes and it produces artificial snow. And that's one of the reasons that Crystal was able to open early and so could Mission Ridge. There is skiing right now. I mean, Whistler has skiing, but I hope that within 1 week, all the major areas will be open, at least on a partial basis.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.